Washington, it's NPR News.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Jack Williams. As you just heard on NPR News, hundreds of No Kings protests opposing President Trump and his policies are planned across the country tomorrow, including here in Houston. More than a dozen protests are planned across the area, including in Pasadena, Pearland, Clear Lake, Katy, Fort Bend County, and more. News 88.7's Kyle McClenaghan has more on what to expect.
This will be the second No Kings protest to take place in Houston this year. The protest is set to begin at noon at downtown Discovery Green Park. At 2 p.m., the protest will move to Houston City Hall, where it will last until 6 p.m. Governor Greg Abbott announced yesterday he will deploy the Texas National Guard to Austin ahead of what he calls, quote, Antifa-linked protest. He did not specifically mention the No Kings event by name. No such deployment has been announced for Houston so far. Previous demonstrations have remained relatively peaceful. I'm Kyle McClenaghan, News 88.7.
And a full list of locally planned protests can be found at HoustonPublicMedia.org. Houston ISD has announced 43 community partners for its new Houston Promise Initiative, which pairs C and D rated campuses with businesses and nonprofits to provide teacher appreciation lunches, campus improvements, and direct donations. The list of partners includes the Houston Astros and Texans and retired president of HEB Texas, Scott McClelland. Here's McClelland in the announcement.
For too long, too many Houston families have had to look outside of their own neighborhood to find a good school.
It's part of Superintendent Mike Miles' larger goal of all campuses earning an A or B rating. And three teens are in custody in connection with the shooting of a 28-year-old Marine veteran last month who was working as an Uber driver. Kwok Nguyen was found dead along the side of a road in northwest Harris County. Police say he was robbed and killed before the suspect stole his car. The teens are 13, 14, 15 years old. The 15-year-old has been charged with capital murder. They are all booked in the Harris County Juvenile Detention Center. Partly cloudy tonight, the low 74. Good chance of showers tomorrow, the high 89. Then tomorrow night's low around 74. Cloudy 87 at the U of H. I'm Jack Williams, News 88.7.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Progressive. Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance protects the vehicles that work to keep small businesses moving forward, including protection while running errands and other tasks, at progressivecommercial.com.